Christmas was coming, and all through the land, people were shopping with boxes in hand, buying presents and candies and cookies and hats, electronic gizmos and outfits for cats, and games. Oh, the games! There's new ones this season, from Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft for some reason. Shiny consoles filled with fun satisfactions, newfangled controllers, and microtransactions. But one man wasn't happy. In fact, he was mad. He saw gaming as something far worse than a fad. Peering down at the village from his ramshackle shack, on a craggy cold mountain lived the one known as Jack.
Bah, gaming,
snarled the Jack.
It's no fun to me. But tomorrow those losers will be all playing Wii, and Xbox, PlayStation, the DS, and more. Games filled with tits, profanity, and gore.
And as he pondered, he grew more upset.
Why, this will be the most violent Christmas time yet! They'll be playing Sin down there!
He cackled with rage.
From bullying, Nintendogs, and even Brain Age. Their urge to kill will increase with their hand-eye coordination. Then they'll kill all their neighbors over winter vacation. Next they'll trap girls in a mansion and watch them have sex with their Sega Genesis CD-ROM 32X.
And the more Jack thought of the carnage below, the more the Jack thought,
these games have to go. I'll take all their games and clear all the shelves like a reverse of Santa and all of his elves. Destroy all the consoles. I must do it now.
But he hadn't the foggiest notion of how.
They'll let me break in if I appear to be famous,
thought the Jack with a grin, for he was really quite shameless.
I'll dress up as someone that makes them jack off. Why, with this vest and some shorts, I'll be Lara Croft.
But he wasn't raiding tombs, that mean old man Jack. He planned to take all their games and not bring them back.
You're an asshole, Mr. Jack. In your lonely, dirty loft, I hate to have to say it, but you look nothing like Lara Croft, Mr. Jack. You're cutting into the profit margins of Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft!
With his legs shaven clean and his costume all done, Jack descended the mountain to steal all the fun.
First I'll go to the store and buy all the systems I can, box them all up and send them back to Japan.
And that nasty old Jack was as good as his word. He bought them and shipped them, that greasy old turd.
Now it's on to their homes,
said Jack as he left the UPS store.
Under their trees, I'm sure to find more.
So he came to some houses at the top of a hill, slid down the chimney in his bag he did fill. With all of the presents he found under their trees, Xboxes, DSs, and all 8 PS3s. Taking everything in sight and not the least bit sorry, he even went to the basement to steal an Atari.
You're a mean one, Mr. Jack. You really need a clue. There's this thing called the First Amendment that doesn't only apply to you, Mr. Jack. You're a self-serving, soapboxing, egotistical, headline-grabbing douchebag, and you smell funny too.
Jack made his way to the very last house on the street. He was quite wily and very discreet. But for all of his caution and all of his care, as he went to leave, he saw a young lass standing there. Though she was a girl, her parents had named her Clive. This unfortunate child was no more than 5.
Why are you taking our systems, Lara Croft? Why?
The badly named tot asked with a tear in her eye. The Jack was caught, PlayStation in hand, and the little girl thought he looked more like a man.
My dear little child,
he said in his best Angelina Jolie, and though he be a lawyer, his lie came quite slowly.
The blue diode is missing. It's abundantly clear. I'll fix it in my workshop and bring it back here.
Then he sent her to bed, though she wanted a drink.
My dear little child, you're too short for this thing.
Jack's chloroform put her soundly to sleep, then back up the chimney the scoundrel did creep.
flabbergast me, Mr. Jack. What target could be next? You'd say Pac-Man Jr.'s evil, since it implies Pac-Man had sex, Mr. Jack. Between the choice of the two of you, I'd pick the erectile dysfunctional Tyrannosaurus Rex!
Then Jack left the village. His job had been done. He'd robbed all the houses of everything fun.
With these games gone, they'll lose their reason to kill,
said Jack as he drove toward a Nevada landfill. He backed the truck up to the edge of the pit, and as it slowly slid down, he waited a bit.
Now I will listen to the sounds of peace. With these video games gone, all violence will cease.
So Jack turned toward the village, put a hand to his ear, and waited while Christmas morning grew near. But then what he heard was not what he wished. These voices weren't happy. In fact, they were pissed. Without games to placate them, folks turned on each other. Brothers fought sisters, and husbands fought mothers. The town was engulfed in a mighty uproar, more violent than anything in God of War. Jack was confused by the screams from the grotto.
How can they kill without Grand Theft Auto? They killed without Bully, or Halo, or Black, Gears of War, Manhunt, or Demon Attack!
Then the Jack realized that it was no baloney, that Cain had killed Abel without owning a Sony. And what happened next? Why, in Nevada, they say, that Jack's tiny little brain grew 3 sizes that day. He then pulled the truck from the pit. It was easy, you see, for Jack now had the strength of 10 lawyers times 3. He drove back to town and unloaded the truck. Some people weren't dead yet, so he was in luck.
I guess I was wrong,
said the Jack to the town as he stepped off the truck and passed the systems around. And off to the side, he saw a familiar sight. The little girl Clive smiling up with delight.
You fixed my PlayStation and bought me a Wii!
Cried the little child, her heart full of glee. Then Jack joined the games with little cajoling, and Jack, yes, the Jack, won at Wii Bowling.